An early showdown came over employee badge numbers. Scott assigned number one to Wozniak and number two to Jobs. Not surprisingly, Jobs demanded to be number one. "I wouldn't let him have it, because that would stoke his ego even more," said Scott. Jobs threw a tantrum, even cried. Finally, he proposed a solution. He would have badge number zero. Scott relented, at least for the purpose of the badge, but the Bank of America required a positive integer for its payroll system, and Jobs's remained number two. There was a more fundamental disagreement that went beyond personal petulance. Jay Elliott, who was hired by Jobs after a chance meeting in a restaurant, noted Jobs's salient trait. "His obsession is a passion for the product, a passion for product perfection." Mike Scott, on the other hand, never let a passion for the perfect take precedence over pragmatism. The design of the Apple II case was one of many examples. The Pantone company, which Apple used to specify colors for its plastic, had more than 2,000 shades of beige. None of them were good enough for Steve, Scott marveled. He wanted to create a different shade, and I had to stop him. When the time came to tweak the design of the case, Jobs spent days agonizing over just how rounded the corners should be. "I didn't care how rounded they were," said Scott. "I just wanted it decided." Another dispute was over engineering benches. Scott wanted a standard gray. Jobs insisted on special order benches that were pure white. All of this finally led to a showdown in front of Markala about whether Jobs or Scott had the power to sign purchase orders. Markala sided with Scott. Jobs also insisted that Apple be different in how it treated customers. He wanted a one-year warranty to come with the Apple II. This flabbergasted Scott. The usual warranty was 90 days. Again, Jobs dissolved into tears during one of their arguments over the issue. They walked around the parking lot to calm down, and Scott decided to relent on this one.